You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Ehi Yemei Yaakov Shene Hayav. How many years Yaakov Alav Shalom lived? 147. So now his age is mentioned by Vayehi. So what is Vayehi represents? Is Sad. Is Sad. So, when he was in Mitzrayim, was he happy or not?
Very happy.
How many years he lived in Mitzrayim? 17 years. So now the question that is raised: how come we are informed that the life of the Yaakov Alav Shalom was not that happy, was not that joyous? Because it says, Vayehi Yemei Yaakov.
Because he had Esau on his shoulder, Lavan on him.
That's true. Yeah, but... No. But actually, I'm sorry.
Because when he told Pharaoh that I had a hard life, it was degree, the age was reduced. That's why he said that he.
No, he said it for Ayin Hara because he didn't want, you know, Yaakov Avinu Shalom that, you know, Paro will give him Ayin Hara every night. How many years? 30? 33 years. Why 33 exactly?
Because of the number of the wars.
Yeah. He?
The number of the wars that he said to Paro.
Who said?
Yaakov said to Paro.
That's not true. It's not 33. Do you have kosher chumash?
No, that's not Paro's
words. From Paro words?
Plus Paro.
Ah, plus Paro. Ah. So why should he be punished? Because Paro asked him, right?
Yes.
When Paro asked him, and then we're counting the words of the question also.
Yeah.
Why?
Because...
No, you're telling me...
What? Because if he was elicited the question.
What do you mean?
If it was not the way that he looked, Paro would have asked.
Ah, if he was smiling.
Yeah.
So then Paro, what would he say?
The way happened.
Now, what would he ask him?
I'm so happy to see
you. I'm so happy to see you. Right. So what is the secret of your smile, like, for example?
Yeah.
It would ask him, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So because he was down, so he asked him, you know, how old he is. Make sense?
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense, right? Make sense?
You go to the goy instead of elevating the name of Hashem, you say, oh, you give me such a hard time, so...
No, he didn't say nothing. He didn't say nothing.
He said, I had a very rough...
No, that's afterwards. He sees him, then he asks him.
Yes, I know. Oh. So you should
not
say positive, not negative.
No, you're not listening. He asked him before even he says the word. Yaakov didn't say anything.
No,
that's
okay?
Paro asked, how was your life? How was it?
No, you're not listening. Oh, see, he explained because the way he expressed himself.
Yes.
So then he asked him such a question. So that means he looked happy, he would not ask him such a thing. So now here is an interesting point that actually there's a source before this matter that he unfortunately lost the full age. So now, here when Laban chased after him, what was he looking for? Laban, what was he looking for? His trophies. Trophim or trophies? It's the same thing. Right. That's what the trophies is called, trophim. So, what did Yaakov say?
He cursed whoever has it.
What did he say?
What
did he say? He says to him that took it, lo yichye. Lo yichye. What happened?
Rachel lost. Rachel passed away because of
it. So that means that Kabbalah Shalom caused that.
Rachel died.
But did Rachel Imenu had a good intention or not a good intention?
Good
intention. Good intention. So if she had a good intention, why should she be suffering because of what her husband said?
When somebody says something happens.
Okay. Of course it does. So I was waiting for you to ask.
So
of course.
Okay,
let's see. Let's find out. Chazak Baruch. Very nice. Beautiful. Did you hear what Rabbi Shimon asked?
Yes.
She did a good thing. Why should be punished by what Yaakov says? Huh?
Because whatever you say,
the Sandeep says something happens.
But you had a good intention.
Nothing to do with the other one. The husband nothing to do with the wife.
No? But then they're one.
Maybe she's supposed to break the trafim at the time over there. And
what does it matter? She took it, so she should be protected. No?
Yes.
Say yes. Yeah, to protect her. Fine. Okay. Let's see. So, Yehye. How do you write Yehye?
Yud-he, yud-he.
Okay, let's add it up. You have time? You have a calculator? Add it up. 33? You sure? How many years was deducted from Yaakov, you said?
33.
33? Yes. Oh, this is 33 too.
It's a coincidence.
No, it's not.
Isn't that something?
No, it's not. Himself also lost that amount?
Not also. Whatever he said, it happened to him, not to anybody else.
So why Rachel died?
Well, that was something else.
What was it?
What? Now we're talking about Yaakov. So whatever he said, what happened?
Happened to him.
Makes sense?
Yes.
It doesn't make sense.
Everything you say, clear my lesson. So he positive, bring positive.
What do you mean? You said, lo yichye, who were that took it? So why should he be punished? Whatever that he said, he went back to him. How could be such a thing?
Well, he should not this death to anybody else.
I understand, but he said it. So now here we see he came back to himself.
Well, it was that Lashon Hara. This was bad, what he said.
Fine, but why has it come back to you?
Because he did the wrong thing.
Because he said the wrong thing.
Yes.
Very nice. So now here, listen carefully. So now, we have a very, very important formula in Judaism, and that is, let's say a Rasha, a wicked, is chasing after the Tzaddik. Who Hashem is going to protect?
The Tzaddik.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wicked is chasing after the Tzaddik. Right? So who's going to be protected?
Tzaddik.
So now, let's say Tzaddik is chasing after the Rasha. Who's Hashem is going to protect? Tzaddik?
The
Rasha. Rasha? He's a Rasha. He's a Tzaddik.
Whoever is followed is protected.
Hashem doesn't
like
to chase
him. If Tzaddik is doing Hashem's work,
yeah,
this will be protected.
Should be protected. Chazak Baruch. Another Chazak Baruch. Yeah. So here, if the tzaddik is chasing after the wicked, so who should be protected?
Tzaddik.
The tzaddik! But here we see, no, in Judaism it doesn't work that way. Why? because you're not here in this world to chase after people. That's not your job. That's not your job. You're not a policeman. You have to be a good Yehudi. Get up early in the morning. Come to Hanetz HaChama. Don't forget to be at Mincha on time. Don't be late.
No, you have to stay
on time. Chazak Baruch, what a good student. That's your task in life. To chase after other people is not your duty at all. Now, something is missing. Something is missing. Whose task is to find it? Hashem! So Laban comes to Yaakov Avinu and says, where is my Teraphim? What should he say?
I don't know.
Go, to lost and found. You know, look online. You know, they can tell you everything. Why are you coming to me?
To say, Lo Yehiyeh.
Who is it to you to say, who that took it? Chas v'shalom, should not live. So he was chasing after someone. And you're not permitted to do so. So Hashem said, you said, Lo Yichyeh? 33 years exactly.
In the valley of Yichyeh, he could have another 33 years old. You know what would be?
If Yaakov Avinu alayhi salam had another 33 years, you know what would happen? No Jews would come to Los Angeles. Everybody would go to Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah.
You know what happened? And that's why here you see, Vayehi Yemei Yaakov, Vay Vay Vay.
So he lost his temper in 1 second over
there. 1 second? Yechiyeh. It's not even a second. So now here, that's what the whole message here is.
Later he found
out. Wait, when he was with Paro?
No! In the end of his life.
But here is the punchline, huh?
So Yaakov caused lesser death or not?
For himself?
No, but did Yaakov cause lesser death by saying what he said or not?
I told you, we're talking about Yaakov Avinu. Forget about Rachel for now. Then we talk about later. Just focus on Yaakov Avinu. So now, here, listen carefully. So now, if Yaakov Avinu Alayhi Shalom says, Lo Yechiyeh, and he meant a negative, harmful statement for somebody else, he came back
to himself.
So now, if somebody tells somebody, may he be blessed, he be wealthy, he'll be healthy, what's going to happen?
He's going to come back to himself.
More so, if it's a negative thing about whoever, and you don't know what it is, and then you're going to be affected by it, more so if you talk positive about other people. Let's start. Today's a good day.
Amen.
It's the first day of Shobavim. So now, we have to ask Ribono Shel Olam, Bezrat Hashem, to give nachat to Kol Am Yisrael. Semachot, Bezrat Hashem. And Bezrat Hashem, Rav Shmuel Chuy, Zakeh Otanu, Yeshuot. And Mesorot Tovot.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.